walls of the alley was a message. It lit up as she walked, causing pain to her eyes. She screamed with anguish as she read the words directed to her. "Leaving without marksmen, are you? I love this game. You better run. When I find you, no one will save you." Intrigued, excited, wanting more? Then stay tuned for They Walk to the Moon Part 2, only on the Adult Bedtime Stories for the Creative Soul Podcast. Good evening, creative people. I am your host, Kamani, and welcome to They Walk to the Moon series. So get ready with your favorite drink, get a comfy blanket, and let's enjoy the show. Let's dig into They Walk to the Moon, Part 2. She ran as fast as she could, holding her breath to keep from crying. Her hands gripped her side pocket, for she was aware of the danger surrounding her. In her pocket held her brother's dagger, and around her neck held the medallion he gave her while on their last walk home. She knew of their power, but was reluctant to take them out. Any marksman could find her from just their shine. She knew her father would send out the hounds to find her. She also knew she would be hunted by the shadows for what her brother did to the daughters, and would be killed or held for ransom if found. She tripped over the tracks that ran through the city, skinning her knee. Fresh blood dripped from its wound. She immediately stopped to patch it up. The scent would give her away to anyone who practiced red spells. She looked at her hands. They were shaking. She had always dreamed of going to the fifth sun, but was not aware how fearful her travels would be. She was alone and dreaded this part of her story. As the light shined through the dust clouds, she saw dwellers stirring. If they spotted her, they would notify her father immediately. So she stayed in the shadows.
Stay low and follow signs to Adela.
She heard sternly as she began to rest on the curb. She had been running for hours and was ready for rest and drink. "My brother is on my thoughts again," she said to herself as she slowed to admire the water puddle on the cobbled street. She smiled at the ripples and reached to touch its color when she heard a dark, familiar voice. "Why didn't I just skin her hair? That scum wouldn't have seen it coming." The oldest daughter of the shadows said to her sisters. She dragged a bag of stones behind her. "Now we have to work off this debt."
"She couldn't have gone far. We can spin cycles and find her scent if you want,"
the youngest of the shadows asked. "No, let's finish before our leads find us." The daughters of the shadows turned to walk down the lane. The eldest felt a familiar essence. She turned and noticed Delorum from the corner of her eye. She smiled and began writing on the ground using her finger. She finished just before the other daughters picked up their bags and scurried off to finish their task. Talorum hurried down the cobblestone towards the alley. She knew signs of Adela would be just beyond the bridge. She stopped dead in her tracks as her skin turned cold. On the walls of the alley was a message. It lit up as she walked, causing pain to her eyes. She screamed with anguish as she read the words directed to her. "Leaving without marksmen, are you? I love this game. You better run. When I find you, no one will save you. Not your brother or your marksman father. You are mine." The writing howled as it vanished off the wall.
Talarm started running. She forgot about the beautiful scenes that were spread in front of her. She forgot her brother's request to signal him if she was in need of help. All she could think about was getting to Odella, away from the Shadow's daughters, away from the marksman name. His back was toward me as he focused on his clothing. I could see his muscles flex as he put his t-shirt over his head and rolled it down his fine chiseled abs. My mind was on fire and I knew I would have a purchase Shea Butter Rocks today, a spinoff of Jasmine and Sean's Sexy Encounter. Get this ebook and get lost in the drama today at bit.ly/Shea Butter Rocks. That's bit.ly/SHEABUTTERROCKS. Never listen to Jasmine's Sexy Encounter? Find adult bedtime stories for the creative soul on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Radio Public, or your favorite podcast apps. And listen today. Night found Talarm tired and hungry as she ate the last of her rations. She had a few large pieces left, but wasn't sure of the next time she'd find food. She saw crows sitting on a nearby rock, watching her every move. They smirked and squalored at her. "I wish I had learned how to sharpshoot, like my father had insisted," Talarm whispered as she walked toward the rocky cave. When Talarm was 4, her father took her to the beams to learn the marksman's task. He was determined to make a man out of her, for he wished for another lad. Instead, he was given a shy, skinny one who wanted to watch the crows find food for their own. Talarm ran swiftly, chasing crows through the beams, hoping to catch one and talk. She loved their freedom, their independence. "Talarm, we are going this way." He pushed past the vines and grabbed her arm. He dragged her to the opening where a clearing was made. There, she saw her brother, always working, but he nodded her way. She wiggled from her father's grip and proceeded to walk the beam. She balanced while watching the crows, each on the ground, taking scrubs one by one. She pulled back her bow and aimed toward the crow. No matter how hard she tried, she couldn't take its life, for she loved them, and she knew they loved her. She took a step forward, only to trip on her own foot, her body falling off the beam, slamming into the ground. Her father walked over to her and shook his head. As she turned her head to see him clearly, he was gone. Her brother picked her up and dusted off her cloak. "He means well, Talarm, he does." He put Talarm on his back and walked with her home. Talarm climbed the rocks, one foot at a time, slowly, until she was near an opening in the cave. She remembered this vision from a dream she had many moons ago. She was to cross the wooden bridge into Odella, find the seer in the town and trade her dagger for passage to the fifth moon tower. Talarm looked at the wooden bridge. It was old, many centuries old. It was held together by ropes crisscrossed on every side. She took hold of the ropes and began walking toward the town. As she walked forward, she missed her step. She fell through the broken wood. She grabbed the ropes, hoping to stop her fall, only to cause a long scar on her side. She held tightly as she looked down onto the rocks. If she let go, there would be nothing to break her fall. She began to panic. She felt her grip slowly loosen as she tried to pull herself up towards the bridge.
Brother, I need you!
Talorum cried as each finger slipped off the rope it held. She could not grasp her medallion to call her brother properly. She closed her eyes and felt her body begin to fall. A hand caught Talorum's as she cried. She felt her body relax as she was pulled up between the broken pieces of wood. She ran her fingers over her torn clothes and spotted the large scar. It ran down her body from her waist to her lower calf. It burned to the touch. She was relieved to be alive. She quickly remembered her eyes had been closed the whole time and was ready to thank her keeper. She opened her eyes and stared into the face of death and darkness.
"We meet again, scum." The eldest of the shadows laughed wildly while blowing blue dust into Lorem's eyes.
Talorum struggled as the daughter pushed her into the large bag, burned the opening, and threw the bag over her shoulder. And that's it. You've been listening to They Walk to the Moon, Part 2, only on the Adult Bedtime Stories for the Creative Soul podcast. If you haven't listened to Part 1, go check out They Walk to the Moon, Part 1, on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Pocket Cast, or any of your favorite podcast mediums. Did you enjoy the show today? Look, I know I did. Who knew Talorum would find herself in such a bind? I hope she can make it out alive. Maybe, if she uses her dagger. I don't know. Who knows? Make sure to follow the podcast on Spotify or Apple Podcasts to know when the next episode will air. And also, don't forget to pick up the Marksman Dagger hoodies available now on Teespring. Click the website link to take you there or go to bit.ly/M vs S. That's bit.ly/MVERSUS. Now, thank you for tuning in, creative souls. Your imagination depends on it. See you next time.